Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron Updates, week 11. Intro. Rob's back. There it is. Rob's back. Look at him.
Feeling good.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you can tell that he is a little bit tanner than Dan and I over here.
A lobster.
Feeling good. Coming back from Mexico. You know, a little tequila, mesas.
Yeah, nice little trip.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Perfect weather.
Yeah, it was on point, you know. A little Mexico weather in November, you know, even though we had a nice fall so far. But, yeah, it was just nice to get back, watch a little football. It was good. It was poolside. Everything was good.
Poolside. Everything's good. Good and red for Rob over here. And then next to him, we got Dan returning for another episode. Dan was with us last week. What's up, Dan?
Nothing much, man. Good to be back. I'm sorry to all the viewers and listeners that I was so quiet last week. I'm working on that. As you can see, my mic is shoved in my mouth right now. So I'm going to make sure it's like that the whole episode.
And for those that can't see it, that listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, it is shoved in his mouth. Anyway, next to me, Dom also returning for his second week in a row. Dom is also kitted up in full Vikings
that
merch.
That boy, looking
as
good.
As he should be.
Looking good.
After a dub, if we dare call it that. But Dom, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Happy to be back and skull.
Welcome skull, back, brother.
Skull to the bull. You already know.
Let's get her going.
Anyway, Kev, let's kick off our week 10 game recaps. And of course, to kick off our week 10 game recap, we got Sam Darnold, MVP of the league, playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. Wrong podcast.
Yeah.
Three pick week for Sam Darnold. Vikes escape with a dub 12-7. Who wants to touch on this game first?
I'll go in hot. I'm feeling Vikings. I've been waiting to talk Vikings for a while, you know. Sorry, this is how it is sometimes when you're coming back from a couple vacation days. It was an interesting, really, game. 400 yards offense. We'll take that as a positive aspect. Uh-huh. Probably three horrible passes. One probably a little bit late on the touchdown in the middle. That should have been an incomplete pass. I don't even know why they even do a replay these days anymore. But other than that, it was
difficult. Talk to Bengals fans.
Yeah, it's been difficult. But on the other side, defensively, I mean, they turned all ball over a ton, only gave up 7. They got off the field when they needed to. It was ugly, but it was a dub.
So it was a dub. I mean, defensively, like you said, the Vikings played well. I did not realize how much that Vikings defense misses Blake Cashman. And he was back this week.
Yes.
Harrison Smith, I don't know if he came on the local sports station here, which is called KFan for those that are outside of Minnesota. Harrison Smith was on and talking, and I think he said something about how Blake can read the play and make those changes at the line, and that's what made the difference this week. Yes. Not that Ivan Pace can't, he's just not at that level yet, right? So
he's the green dot is what you're getting at. You know?
Right. Yeah. So that was the biggest difference this week, I guess. You could see it.
I mean, 100% Blake Cashman coming right back. And I mean, I loved it. I mean, like you said, Green Dot, he was coming in, making those key plays, making those key adjustments on the line. Like you said, Ivan Pace isn't just quite there yet. He's a great tackler, but just when it comes to the formations and stuff like that, I just think he's just a little bit behind Cashman. But the defense, Brian Flores, man, that was something special this week again. Once again.
Yes. Yeah, they really. They really messed with Max. You know, the quarterbacks like that, Brian Flores can really get after and attack and stuff like that. You'll see against more of like Matt Stafford, he's seen everything. It's not as surprising like that. So I like when Flores gets off an attack like that, you know. So what do you feel like, Daniel?
I mean, geez, this is just a good team.
Did you even ask him if you could call him Daniel?
I know, but
he called him Dan, and he's just pulling out everybody.
No, it's
all
good. I mean, this Vikings team.
Dominique? You're going to call him Dominique next?
Wait.
Coming soon.
I mean, this Vikings team is good. They're just hindered by bad quarterback play right now. I mean, you saw it last week. Sam picked it up in the second half, but he didn't really pick it up at all this game.
The 402 doesn't, you know, in the 40 minutes of possession.
169 of that 402 is rushing. But
I mean, but once they got into the red zone, he was clueless, you know. And credit to John Parker Romo coming in, nailing those four
player of the game
field goals. Thank you, John Parker Romo.
Yeah, literally winning the game. Woo. And our long snapper, I can't remember his name. He was also filling in for
I can't remember his name.
DeLong?
I don't DeLong, feel like I'm a true fan. But geez, Sam needs to figure it out for sure.
He just looks a little like.
He just needs better throws.
It's not that he has happy feet because he stays in the pocket. He just tries to force too many things.
Yeah, he makes very good subtle moves in the pocket for sure. But his thought process when it gets to the second, third, fourth read, you know, he kind of chucks it up there or throws a dart right into the opposing hands team.
Double coverage, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So you shouldn't be throwing those balls. I think you should throw it away. I mean, a lot of people want to blame KOC, but it's not KOC's fault. He's not making the reads. I know he's scheming up the right plan, but Sam's just got to clean it up. He really does.
For sure. I did like what we got out of Aaron Jones. Once again, the little bit of Cam Akers took a little bit of a step back on those yards.
Yeah, we need Jones. Need Jones.
Jones is the key.
For sure. I totally agree. And then you saw Ty Chandler get in there again, and he got
he's back after that fumble a couple weeks ago that he put in the doghouse.
And it's funny because I thought about his name before this game, just like start getting him a couple touches, and that's what all that was. Yep. Four carries. That's fine for him. Just make sure he's staying active during the game. I guess make sure he's ready. Never know. Aaron Jones is up there. You know, he's older than me, so. You know what I mean? About on the other side of the ball before we move on, because obviously we'll talk about the Vikings all year, skull to the bowl. We'll be talking about them in February. I'm not too worried about it.
So, shizzle.
But Jacksonville, Mac Jones.
I mean, he looked fired up. He obviously wanted to win.
Play fight,
no, I mean,
really? I think he's better.
It's a
than
whole team effort, but at the same time, he was trying to revive his career in this game.
Did he do that for you? This was his chance?
No.
Not at all.
And again, he doesn't play Brian Flores' defense every single week. You know?
Sure. And
so it was hard.
And if T-Law's back next week.
But you could see the fire and the passion in him. It's not like he didn't care. Oh, they got the line. You know? So, I mean, the Jags, they might as well just sell the entire season. They're already 2-8. That's a tough hole to dig out of.
Was it more of a problem with the Vikings offense this week, or did Jacksonville's defense, you know, step up a little bit?
Jacksonville has given up the most points allowed in the entire NFL.
The Vikings offense 1,000% Sam. Sam Darnold.
I don't like when you say the offense played garbage. They had three possessions and four. I'll give four in the red zone that were bad.
40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 plus minutes in there.
So I'm not hollering.
Yeah, 40 minutes. Yeah, 40 plus minutes on the field.
Yeah. Total and insanity. They had to drive the whole field the whole game.
Every time.
And field possession wise.
They just couldn't finish the drive with agreed, a touchdown. You know? That's all it is.
Hawkinson, yeah. Oliver, those guys are literally playing so good.
Couldn't how many third down conversions?
Yeah, we're top 10 in the third down conversions right now in the season.
Yeah, eight catches, 80 yards.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jacksonville sat out in that too high shell all day long. They weren't going to let us go deep at all.
No.
And Hawkins should have had 18 catches is really what should have.
But when things like that happen, Sam Darnold's got to take advantage of those checkdowns. On the one in the end zone, when we say it's not an interception, you see Aaron Jones coming right across again. Yeah. Once again, is this happening left, right, and all the time? You know what I'm saying?
But he took on back on those four drives you're talking about, he took those checkdowns the whole way down the field until
and then he gets
to the
end zone and wants to get in the end zone right away.
Got a little greedy.
That's what some Vikings fans would say. We miss Kirk Cousins in those certain situations on the checkdowns.
Well,
wow. I don't know if any Vikings fan is really going to say that.
Well, I miss Kirk Cousins for multiple reasons, but Kirk Cousins also lost.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yes.
So there is that. Yeah. And Sam Darnold won with three picks. So there is that.
You
right?
definitely you got me there. You got me
but,
there.
But I do love Jared. Don't even get me started on Kirk Cousins, but Jared Goff. Moving on. The Packers are on a bye this week, so we do not need to talk about the Packers. Thank God. So we're gonna move on.
So they got a mental loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a Vikings fan.
Yeah. That'll be the new thing. Yeah, mental L.
We're just starting different L's.
The fact that we got to give the Jaguars a competitive L is just disgusting. Bengals traveling to Baltimore on Thursday Night Football in pure insanity transpired there. Bengals coming out hot. Joey B and company looking good.
Very good.
Looking good. Looking like, wait a minute, the season's not over. We can battle not only against Baltimore, but everybody else in our division. I guess only Pittsburgh is really, at the moment, challengers. But and maybe even battle the Chiefs again, which we've already seen them do this year. So how are we feeling about the Bengals' chances right now? Again, the AFC wild card pretty much wide the heck open right now. Are the Bengals getting hot at the right time? Do you see them sustaining this? And Dan, you look like you got something good.
He's ready. He's fired up.
The offensive side of the ball is definitely going to be sustaining year long. I mean, Joe Burrow has found his niche. This defense is bad. I mean, Lou Anarumo was 2 years removed of head coaching talks, and he has fallen off the face of the earth these last 2 years. I mean, this Bengals defense is bad. And, you know, we look at their record, it's 4-6. I mean, they could maybe still make the playoffs, but...
Oh, they're in the hunt, officially in the AFC still.
But their division is tough.
And well, it's wild card.
They played their division tough on Thursday.
Yeah.
Real tough. It was a very gritty, hard-hitting game.
Like I said last week, the Bengals and Ravens have always been competitive ever since Joe Burrow's been
there.
You did say
that. I heard that from Mexico.
You know, and...
had to throw it in there.
Like I said, this defense needs to work on a lot if they want to be able to go that 10-7, maybe that 9-8 for that 7-6 seed. But shoot, I mean, their offense is firing on all cylinders. There's no problems there. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. What a game. And what did you tell me? You said... so. He started saying something wild for a minute, and then he backtracked a little bit, but he still, you know, goes in on what he said. But he was like, I don't know. I think Ja'Marr Chase is better than Justin Jefferson. And then I was like, wait a minute, what? And he's like, well, wait a minute. He's like, in the open field, Ja'Marr Chase is better than Jay Jettah, which I can get behind.
I had to put a little asterisk by it, you know.
Super fast without pads.
You saying he's small?
No, I just that's just an element of the conversation.
Shoot. I mean, when he broke it to the sideline against the Ravens, I thought he was going to be caught by that last guy. But
and then he just splits his the defense house, and goes to the house.
That was like a Tyreek Hill situation. Him and Tyreek Hill, same tier.
I agree.
I felt like that was a Tyreek Hill situation with the way he just
that, that guy, yes.
I've never really seen Jamar Chase do that before.
And this guy's talking about his diet, eating McGriddles every single day. Like, this dude's going 21 miles per hour on McGriddles.
But those, but these athletes got to eat a ridiculous amount of calories every day.
We could have a whole thing about that.
Candy. But staying on the game and not McGriddles.
McGritty.
Now I'm forgetting
Unless
about...
Unless we have a sponsor.
Hey, I would love a free McGriddle.
McDonald's
I'm
anytime.
About that. I'm about that. All right, so we got to talk about it. How do we feel about the going for the two-point conversion at the end of the game? You hated it.
I hated it. You tie the game. Your offense had no problem scoring the ball, obviously. They scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. If you get the receiving kickoff and you go score, the game's over. And the Bengals did just that. I mean, they scored. They only pumped the ball, two times?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you take that game to overtime, and if you get the ball, you go down and score like you have all game.
So you're betting the coin flip on that conversation then?
Yes, I am. I mean, two-point conversions are so hard because
Dan's got a double
a coin flip is a 50-50 shot. You know, and a two-point conversion is no matter what you're facing, what formation you're facing,
Yep. So, how do you feel about the calls for face masks and all this hands to the face, all this on the two-point conversion play? There's a lot going on.
You know, I thought it should have been called.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, of course. But when you're in the heat of that moment as a referee and it comes down to the game and you're in the Baltimore Stadium, I mean, so when you make a call like that, you might get death threats the next day.
And don't get me wrong. This is for the game, obviously. this is for the game, obviously. It's a big call. But they got two big calls to get down to the field to score that touchdown, first off. And then watching the game, it was the Ravens' first or second rush of the game. Gets face masked right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Yes, that's not for the game. Not called. So... I'm sorry. Like, there's missed calls every game.
There is.
I don't think a flag should dictate the game. But again, if it's blatant, it's like it's got to be done.
Right.
It's a tough call. I'm glad it's not my call.
The hardest call and real speed. And we can look at the replay all day.
I think if we replay what we said about that, though, like 2-3 weeks ago when Sam Darnold got smacked pretty good, I don't know if we said that then. But...
I mean, there's some calls that seem way more obvious than others, but especially when the speed of the game is so hard because the referees
are humans themselves, so they feel like when they have to make a call or when it's a no call, they just freeze, you know? And that's where a lot of no calls come into play is they freeze, and they're like, shoot, I'm not doing nothing.
Or the other way, just grab the flag and throw it and figure it out.
That's raining flags,
It's not my fault, get away.
What's the call?
But that's a solid competitive game. Bengals could have won that game just as much on both sides. I go for two there. You're on the road. You got the Momo going.
The Momo.
Best receiver in the NFL per Daniel over here. And so you don't want to have your best player and an opportunity to win the game on the road right there versus kick it and play a 50-50. I'm going for two there on the road. At home, I'm kicking the field goal.
Okay.
For the extra point.
Just before we move on, we got to know. You going for two there?
Yeah, I'm riding with Rob. It's the momentum. Yeah. You got to go for two. Joe Burrow. He's going to sling it in there. I just don't think that the play was the greatest one for me.
No.
The route's got to be a little bit deeper, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, he was double covered, too. I mean, if it's a little bit deeper, does it get knocked down now or picked?
Like exactly.
And Joe didn't have a ton of time to throw the thing, so it's all bad. It's all bad. But go for two, staying aggressive, okay?
I like it. In that scenario, that's how I'd roll.
And I lean that way just because I also wanted – I don't remember if it was the Bucks last week or who it was that I wanted to go for two last week, and now I'm blanking, but – I also wanted them to go for two, and they did. I think it was Tampa Bay, and they went to overtime and lost.
Yeah.
And I thought they should have went for two to try to win the game last week. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I get the aggressiveness. Again, division game, you got to have it. But it just didn't happen.
Hey,
it just didn't happen on that
one. Yeah. It's easy being Monday day quarterback.
Okay, oh, yeah. Here we are. That's right. Here we are. Dan Robb, smelting dumb. Yeah. Except we're Tuesday quarterbacks, so it's different. Anyway, moving right along. Steelers are traveling to Landover.
Woo.
Playing the Commanders, 28-27. Steelers escaping with the win there, but that was also an incredible game.
Yes, I mean, it was an
incredible game. Just to start us off, Russell Wilson showed me a little bit more than I was expecting. Even on some of those misses deep, I was like, whoa.
He's still on point.
He can still throw that, throw that thing down the field, though. You know what I mean? So I feel a little bit better about their decision to stick with Russell Wilson. No, not just because of the win, but because he seems to be moving a little bit better as well as the season is going on. He's looking more comfortable than he did last season as well. Mm-hmm. And is that a scheme thing? Is that an environment thing? I don't know. Because I don't think him and Sean Payton were getting along at all.
No.
But
I think they were both stuck in their ways.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're both vets at what they're doing. I mean, so is Mike Tomlin.
True, but Mike Tomlin is defensive. Really, he's a defensive guy.
Mike Tomlin's easy. Yeah. Mike Tomlin's an easy go guy.
He just likes
too.
Winning. Yeah, he go outside. He doesn't care who it is. Let's get the job done. Literally. Let's get a dub.
For sure, for sure. But again, same with the Steelers. George Pickens stood out for me. A couple big catches.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That one in the end zone was absolutely
crazy.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Trying to climb into our top 10 of receivers in the league. But what did you guys see this game? Obviously with the Steelers getting that dub.
Yeah. I mean, Jaden Daniels, unfortunately, I picked the Washington this weekend. Jaden Daniels kind of showed me the rookie side of him this week. Not the 2 weeks ago, him, you know, but
for sure,
at the
bound
same,
to happen.
Yeah, definitely bound to happen.
Against a pretty solid defense.
TJ Watt. I mean, you got TJ Watt over
in
there coming
face.
After you all the time. That's gonna be tough to get away from that. And Russell Wilson showed me who he really was, that veteran aspect, and showing what George Pickens can really do too. Because I mean, since Russell Wilson's came back too for George Pickens, I feel like he's really been eaten.
And how about Mike Williams getting a thud?
Yeah, that was a big one, too.
I mean, that's what they brought him in for. Russell Wilson's a very good deep ball thrower.
What do you think about that, Aaron Rodgers?
Beautiful deep ball.
Shot.
Beautiful deep ball and caught it for the game-winning touchdown, or the go-ahead touchdown, I should say. And
yeah, one reception, one touchdown. What a day.
I mean, that's what they brought him in for, you know? Mike Williams, a deep ball receiver, and ran it perfectly. He ran a perfect go route. And
100%.
Commanders didn't expect it at all.
No, for sure. And jumping to the other side about the Commanders, I just their offense. I just didn't think they were quite ready for that defense.
No
bright lights
no.
For the Steelers. I think they're ready for the bright lights. I just think they ran into a hot team right now, and that defense was just overpowering their O line this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jaden Daniels he didn't quite have enough time to do what he would like to do, and he just started hucking the thing. And I mean, they were giving him the opportunity, obviously 34 attempts, but. I don't know.
You're completely right. That defensive line is amazing.
Stellar.
And I mean, like I said, they brought in Preston Smith, and he made an immediate impact.
Right.
He played a great game.
Scary Terry obviously still had himself a game. Austin Eckler had himself a good day.
What a guy like that. Like, for Jaden Daniels, I mean, you come in, and he just, like, makes you feel so comfortable.
Eckler?
McLaurin and Eckler.
Eckler showed us those old Charger days for sure, busting it in the red zone. Both those touchdowns were in the red zone. That's key.
And how about Luke McCaffrey? Luke McCaffrey getting himself a reception.
Yeah.
Boy, Luke. Putting himself on the map.
CMC's got to be proud of his younger brother, you know?
That was an awesome game overall.
Game.
I mean, that's what football's all about. Games like that, two nice teams. Pittsburgh ran the ball 43 times, which I think is awesome for them. Both quarterbacks at 50% level, so it wasn't, let's chuck it around, big fantasy day and that aspect of, 70% cliche and kind of had some parts in the game. You're like, But still came down the end. That's what we want. You know, I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I feel extra comfortable about that decision. But
me and Rob, baby.
I still feel pretty good about Washington's defense. They really did show me a little bit of something. Not that the Steelers' offense is stellar by any means, but like, you know, you still got vets like Jeremy Chinn, Bobby Wagner.
They're growing on me.
St. Juste, Daron Payne at the tackle. You know what I mean? You got some vets there that have been doing this for a little bit.
For a bit.
And they're starting to get a little hot themselves. I think defensively the Commanders, and again, Dan Quinn, right?
Yes.
But I think defensively the Commanders are seriously going to be scary to deal with if they can keep this. You know, yes, you lost by a point, right? But I still feel coming out of this game they have some momentum. Yes. Believe it or not, I feel they have a little bit of momo, if you will.
I totally agree with you. They've been momo and vibing nice right now, but taking an L here, and now you have the big test next week. You have the Eagles in Philly
for the division lead
for the division. Yes. So I think is the game that goes. Let's see what this Commanders team is all about.
I think Dan Quinn will have him ready. I mean, he just comes with a swagger. Backwards hat, you know, he talks his stuff. I mean, I really like him as a head coach. He's awesome.
Not just because he's named Dan.
Maybe.
Didn't even think about that.
No, darn it. Absolutely not.
Wow.
Has he been a head coach before?
Yes, for the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. What do you think, Falco fans? You know, still love them, hate them.
They're okay right now themselves. We're not even talking about them.
Raheem Morris is a good replacement. I think the Falcons are just fine.
Okay. Falcons are just fine. Dan, regarding Dan not being at the Falcons. All right, yeah. I was trying to tie that in. Didn't work. Lions, another Dan Campbell. Coaching the Lions, getting the dub 26-23 over the Texans. Jared Goff. According to Rob,
I know you heard talking smack about me last week.
I'll never forget that. I love hearing it. Five picks, whew. But they're getting the dub 26-23, kind of like the Vikes, three picks of Sam Darnold getting the weird dub. But Detroit staying in it, down what was it, 23-7 at half? It was not looking good for the Detroit Lions. What happened with the Texans?
They froze up.
One play.
They knew they were playing a great team, and they got stale, just like Dom said. You know, they froze up. And
one play changed that game.
And it was the same. For me, it was the same. One play in the Steelers-Commanders game, too, that changed.
Yeah, that pick when he was wide, Tankdale was wide open.
Bengals right. Nope.
And underthrew him.
CJ goes, I don't need to put nothing on that. And he lofted in there and out of the blue pick, and that literally changed the whole vibe of that game.
That was Carlton Davis's pick.
Dan Campbell literally says all we need is an interception and boom.
Yeah, I mean, that was the game changer they gave, because Detroit played like crap that first half.
100%.
Really, oh my God.
I mean, I'll give Jared Goff a little credit in the first half. His first two picks, the first one was tipped, the second one was tipped, third one was a Hail Mary. It is what it is.
Right.
You know, but he still had two more picks in the second half that weren't great. But that defense showed up. McNeil, I think the D tackle in there. He was giving them problems all day. And that just flipped the tide. Joe Mixon, what do you have, under 50 yards carrying on like 20 carries? Literally. I'm not even looking at the stats.
That's literally true. I'm looking at the stats right now. It's true.
You know, so like, just like that's how the vibe of the Texans. Nico Collins is, they need him back.
So bad.
Dell cannot do it by himself. Schultz is just not enough.
He's not enough. Yeah. You know. But Mechie had a good game. Yeah. It was good to see Mechie come. Yeah. You know,
good
come
job,
out
Mechie.
Have five a great for 74. Game.
Yeah. After coming back from cancer, yeah, like cancer, I heard that story. Was. Yep. That was, yep. You know,
hey, some good stories just in general in NFL.
So, yeah, it was an ugly good game.
Yeah. It wasn't ugly. Oh, I mean, for Houston, it wasn't ugly at all. I mean, that first half was just outstanding. I just can't understand why they just gave it away. It was reminiscent of, you know, the Deshaun Watson versus Patrick Mahomes playoff game a number of years back, where they were up about that amount, you know, at half and came
back.
That's a completely different story. But all of a sudden, I was just like, oh my God. As soon as they got that pick, went down, got the touchdown, I was like, I don't know.
Because if they score there, the game's over.
And offensively, Houston seemed way too conservative offensively. Yeah. And they weren't getting enough out of Joe Mixon.
Yes.
So that's where they had to have CJ start taking those chances. It just didn't work out for Houston this week.
I mean, that's the plan in the second half. Is you got a 16-point lead, you got to run the ball. Run the ball, milk the clock.
They didn't get, yeah,
in that first half, that Lions offense is not the same without Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, he was double covered. And Jared looked a little frantic. So is that the blueprint to beat the Lions? Maybe. But they turned it around in the second half. I mean, allowing zero points defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And Amon-Ra heated up and still had a good game. Minus what? He had one catch in the first half? Two?
Yeah, Texas played well, though. Texas played well in the front half. They stopped the run. Well, I mean, if we look at Detroit's rushing numbers in the first half, it hadn't been under 50.
Under 50. I think it was like
Goff was getting, you know, they're pushing off the point constantly on defense in that first half. They were getting after him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they played two halves in the football game.
That's right.
Well, one thing that Goff didn't do is take any sacks this game, which is crazy. But again, contributing to those five picks a little bit, maybe just forcing it out of his hand to get rid of it, but not getting rid of it well enough. You know what I mean? But
he's always seemed a guy that would take the sack versus, I don't know. He's pretty comfortable usually with the ball. He's not usually that random. You know, I don't feel like he's like Brett Favre style where like he's just going to try.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make everything fit.
No, he ain't no gunslinger. Yeah. So,
he's a little bit smarter.
He's a very good pocket quarterback.
But it was a good fun game, you know. I wish the Lions would have took the L for the Vikings fan aspect of it, but
and I really thought they were going.
We were so close.
For Houston to do something offensively in the second half.
Mark of a good team.
Nothing.
When a good team doesn't play their best and still escape with the win.
Yeah.
Mark of a good team.
Same with the Vikes. Yep. Yep.
Texans are still on top of their division right now. Yeah. So
we got it
for sure.
Under control.
That division's buns. But that's another topic.
Yeah. I mean, Colts. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going to attempt to go with that for Colts fans, but we'll move on.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike. Last game of the week. I almost said season. We're not even close.
We're halfway, baby.
49ers getting the dub 23-20 over Tampa Bay. Another competitive L, dare we say it, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. They're right there, man. I do believe they also could potentially make wild card. They got to start winning. The NFC wild card picture is a little bit different than the AFC, but they absolutely could still do it.
Yeah. That was your division winner there.
Hey, they could still win that too.
They still could.
Atlanta looked a little goofy this week against a
division
arguably down and out Saints team.
Well, Carr was back.
But they looked the Carr did come back, which made a
intern coach.
It wasn't a Rattler experience. Game. So yeah, experience as you put it. But yeah, no, another strong showing from the Bucs. Bucky Irving, man, that dude is electric.
He's awesome.
He's fun.
He's faster than I think. Every time you think he's down, he absolutely is not.
I think everyone on the field is faster than you, technically, Tyler.
No. I would beat out at least one kicker in the league. I would beat Justin Tucker in a race, maybe.
Okay.
All right. All right. Justin.
Hey, you see right here,
you pick out a kicker.
Exactly. You said anybody on the field, and I picked anybody on the field. Right. At least they're on the field. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
It was within the limits.
Thank you. Yep. In the parameters. But yeah, Irving, man. Electric, shifty, any word you want to use to describe him. He's going to make me quickly forget to stop making the mistake of thinking it's Leonard Fournette wearing 7.
Yeah.
Like he's making me.
Different size.
He's making me a little completely bit. Different size, but every time it's just the 7. I don't know. The 7 gets up. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's not there anymore. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have a future with him and
And Cade Otton looked good again this week.
Hey, Ricky Pearsall, that's just a great story right there.
Pearsall on the other side of the ball.
I'm so happy for him to score a first touchdown in the NFL this week.
If they have Godwin and Irvin Evans, they win that game.
Just I think if they just even have Evans,
they probably could.
You know, I agree with you because Baker still played a great game.
That stiff arm on Bosa.
Oh my gosh.
Bucks, we'll talk about that all season. On that fourth point or that fourth down conversion.
Think as a Browns fan right now. Are you wishing Baker would come back?
I really thought when they started coming out the commercials where he was like living in the stadium and stuff.
His girlfriend.
I was like, which were awesome, by the way. I really thought like that was it. I was like, you know what? Cleveland's finally got their guy. You know, they're going all in on him. He's embracing what I imagine it must be to be in Cleveland. I have no idea. I've never been there. But everybody loved him. It was just crazy. I couldn't believe when that chapter was over.
Well, that's NFL fandom. They make moves like that. Once the fans turn on you,
it's over.
It's gone. You're gone.
That confidence is shuttered.
So they can't say anything back on your thing.
True. Well,
Cleveland fans, are you feeling that you can't say anything if you're one of the ones complaining about him?
Oh, for sure. And I bet all of them were.
You know? It's just like the same ones complaining about Kirk Cousins. You can't say anything.
or Sam right now. Or Sam. I started hearing Nick Mullen calls and I'm like, stop. Come on, stop it, people.
That's too far.
Seriously, guys.
Unreal.
Yeah. Get off the Nick Mullen thought process that he's going to be a starting quarterback.
I don't want to see any of those ducks.
Yeah.
Any of those ducks. CMC back for San Francisco this week.
Congratulations also.
You know, quite right, but, you know.
100
getting
plus
his feet wet again, knocking the rust off.
100 plus purpose
yards. I
think
they limited him. You know, they didn't want to give him too much of a workload.
That's true.
As you can see, 13 carries, 39 yards, not too much. But he caught a great deep ball down the sideline.
It just showed, like they said, it just showed why CMC is such a big piece to their game. You got to have somebody on him. Just going over top, you said the wheel route, that was crazy.
He's a giant piece of their game plan. Juwan Jennings having a great game himself as well.
George Kittle, big touchdown in the corner to literally seal the deal, pretty much. Yeah. Besides, who would have thought Moody misses three kicks and they still win the game?
Yeah.
On a Moody kick.
On a Moody kick.
On a Moody kick.
I mean, San Francisco, I mean, they were my division NFC champion coming in the beginning of the season.
Conference champion?
Well, they were in the game. I don't know if I was making a.
I can't remember.
I had them in the game.
Yeah.
And against the Vikings, if I remember right.
No, we had them playing the Lions. Let's be real.
Either way. The biggest thing for the 49ers, they need that deep threat. They need Jennings to step up or the Ricky, Pearsall.
Pearsall,
because Debo underneath and Kittle still, I think, lost a step. Until CMC gets back into full football shape.
Yes.
That offense is a little stagnant right now, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. Their defense is still good enough with Fred Warner in the middle controlling that field.
It's a good place to start.
And then you got Nick Bosa doing the dance.
Defense is so fast. I mean, once you have a fast offense, that 49ers defense can match up with them guy for guy. Lenore just got paid. D'Amador Lenore said it right, I think.
Five years, $92 million.
They're rewarding that defense, and as they rightfully should. 49ers have had a great defense, and John Lynch being the GM, I mean, he's a defensive guy.
They drafted Trey Lance.
They made the most out of it because now they have Mr. Irrelevant throwing for 353 yards, 49ers fans. So, I mean, good game. Great game.
Good game, coach.
Good game. Good game. Great game.
Great.
There it is. There it is. 49ers getting the dub 23-20 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, before we move on, we have to discuss our standings, of course, here at Banner with the Boys. Everybody's concerned about
show
that
them?
Greatly.
There it is.
Yes, Dom, we do have to show them. Kev, whenever you're ready, why don't you go ahead and show them our current standings. Now, you see the yellow fellas. Dan, Dom, and Cody, who were here last week, they do not have our minimum of 10 games to really be counted on the leaderboard. But if we did, Dan would be leading with his perfect 5-0 this week. Dan, congrats. Only one 5-0.
Yeah. And we just made that rule up like 10 minutes ago.
Right now.
It's a good rule. It's a good rule.
It's a good rule. Minimum of 2 weeks or 10 games, what have you. So, Dom, don't even worry about it, buddy.
Yeah,
you got to hit this week, though.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to be riding the caboose with... me and Graham right now.
And I rode with you last week, and I don't know if I want to catch that train again.
So Tyler really leading us right now at with the 743 win percentage. Yeah. His season record at the moment, as you see, 26-9. Feel free to check my math, too, but I swear to you.
Good job, Tyler.
I did this the other night completely sober. Everything was getting done perfectly. Like, I'm telling you, I double-checked, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hollywood sober.
But anyway, so Tyler, followed by Trey in second, one of the newcomers. And then Jake, our Ravens fan. Ben, our Packer fan. Matt, fire up, Vikings fan. Rob, co-host over here, Vikings fan as well. Score to the poll.
Score to the poll.
And then, of course, your boy here. I put Tyler in there. My name on the pod is actually Smeltsy because we have two Tylers. So me and then Graham as well. So
no one's looking that far.
And then Dom. Dom bringing it up at the
big
moment.
Big Dom at the bottom. Big Dom at the bottom.
He's climbing.
Don't call it a comeback.
only one way to go from here, right?
That's right.
He looks good, though, so that's all that matters.
Hey,
my book.
There it is. Good. Yes, sir. Represent. Score to the poll. With that, Kev, let's go to our tent talk.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, and right back at it here. Rob, ready or not, but here we go. He's ready. Tent talk. Let me get into some of our injuries here. Injury update on Dak Prescott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Came out today that actually he will be needing season-ending surgery.
Oh, it's not his feelings?
What was that?
It's not his feelings that are hurt?
No. Hamstring. It's the hamstring.
That old hamstring thing.
He better not. Nah. $280 million.
So the Cowboys are Dakless for the rest of the season. Tristan Wirfs, left tackle.
It was your fault, Kevin.
For Tampa Bay to undergo the MRI an MRI on his knee. He believes to have a MCL injury, and he did not play this week against the 49ers. Gotta have him. No doubt. Trevor Lawrence did not play against the Vikings this week due to an AC joint sprain in his left shoulder. Those are tough.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've never had one, but I know it was a problem, and I can't remember who the heck it was for last season. Might have even been Trevor Lawrence, actually, but somebody had a pretty bad one last season. It was an ongoing thing for like 5, 6, 7 weeks. It was just annoying. So we'll see. Maybe Mac Jones gets another start this week. Oh. Chris Olave expected to hit the IR with a concussion, so he will be down for at least a minimum of 4 weeks. Keon Coleman, receiver for the Buffalo Bills. I don't have an update on him. He was out this week.
Do you know his injury?
I don't. No.
All right.
Him and Cooper were both out last game. So,
but
maybe he's in Mexico. I thought I saw a guy like that.
going to our news. What was this thing about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys? You guys, I thought you guys said you saw something going on.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Ran.
Oh yeah, I know him. Yeah, CD. Yeah.
Receiver. Yeah,
he's my neighbor.
That guy. Yep. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good receiver. Anyways, he couldn't see a pass in the end zone because
light
reflected off of his eyes.
Yeah,
which is completely understandable. We've been there, done that before. You know, catching a ball in the outfield, it happens all the time. So we know what he was going through. And then Jerry Jones, egotistical Jerry Jones, you know, has to fire back with something. You know, completely irrelevant, and all he's asking is put up the curtains, Jerry, please.
That you use for concerts anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if you want your team to succeed just a little more, put up the curtains, Jerry.
Not at my house, buddy.
Yeah. No.
There was two weird things.
You want me to tear down the whole stadium? Yeah.
There was two weird things. Jeepers. He came out and said that is part of our home field advantage, which is awkward.
Yeah, we saw that with CD dropping the pad.
And then in the post game interview, they had a shade on Mike McCarthy, so the sun was not in his eyes. So I was like,
Is it really?
All right.
So unreal.
Continue.
That's hilarious.
Of course.
That's hilarious.
Of course.
So Cowboys, I just wrote in shambles. So
they are.
You guys, in more than one way right now.
I think it's a GM problem. I think Jerry's got his fingers in too much. McCarthy was probably a lame duck coach coming into this season.
Zimmer.
They didn't pick up enough talent, especially in the running game. Is really coming into fact.
Do we add McCarthy? I think it's safe to say. Do we add McCarthy to our hot seat watch?
I don't think I don't see him being a coach for the Cowboys next season. Yeah, that's what okay, I was going to okay,
Mike McCarthy is a good coach.
Finish off the season agree, and yeah. let him
3 years of 12-5 is hard to do.
I would agree with that.
In the NFL, that is super hard to do. I think it's defense, 1,000%. I mean, Mike Zimmer is
not. You don't have any pent up frustration at all.
No, I mean, but he has not gone out of his ways. I mean, he hasn't adapted to the new age NFL offense whatsoever. And true. We saw that his last 2 years as Vikings fans. And he came in with the same mentality as Cowboys and with even more talent. I mean, Micah Parsons, beast. Trevon Diggs, beast. And 3-6 record to show for it. I mean, I don't think it's Mike McCarthy's fault at all.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. Just do you think Mike McCarthy gets re-signed by the Cowboys?
I do. Give him the staff. Give him the pieces. He's going to make the Cowboys a playoff team in no time.
Again.
In no time.
Yeah. I just think there was so much pressure on the Cowboys this season in general because CeeDee was looking for a contract. Dak was looking for a contract.
That was in the headlines.
A lot of money that had to be put on the table, you know, and Cowboys fans were nervous, rightfully so. And I just think all that pressure got to him. So this is one of those years that they're just going to have to bite the bullet and go
get through.
Go 6-11, 5-12.
So it sounds like tickets would drop. So if this is if you want to visit AT&T Stadium, it's on your list. Yeah, this is the year to do it. It's going to be a little bit cheaper. You might as well fly to Carolina too. Those ones are like $5.
Yeah.
Moving on because we got to Dable also on the hot seat potentially, and he has also gone silent as far as if he's going to continue to play Daniel Jones.
Who's their backup?
I have no idea.
Tyrod Taylor?
Is it still Tyrod Taylor?
If it's Tyrod, I'd take
DeVito.
DeVito? Tommy DeVito?
I just said Danny. Jeepers, creamy.
Is it Tommy DeVito still?
I love that guy. Brought a swagger.
Yeah.
Brought an aura.
So
you need
that. That's a thing to watch out for here. Shane Waldron, Bears OC, gone. What about Eberflus? Is he on the hot seat as well?
He should be. I mean, I don't know what Poles was thinking hiring that dude. I'm sorry. I mean, when he was hired as head coach, the Colts defense wasn't anything spectacular. So, I mean, and the Colts have gone through head coach after head coach after head coach.
Lately.
You know, being signed off their roster.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they thought, you know, this guy is the defensive coordinator of the Colts. He's got to be a good fit, you know. I just thought there were so many better options that Poles would have went with.
Their offense is in shambles. They can't run the ball. Caleb Williams cannot throw to open receiver when it's there. And then when there's nothing there, he just dances.
Yeah.
9 sacks last week.
Totally.
6, I think, were on him. I'll take 3 on the offensive line. He's just missing throws all over the place.
Yes.
And actually, just the flow of the offense, you start looking at the tape, it's just the timing's goofy. It just, like, the concepts, you're like, all right, what are you trying to establish here when he hits that back foot? You know, try to keep things on timing. And it's like, all right, the receiver hasn't even made his break, and Caleb's timing of those anticipation throws is just not there. Quite there, and I don't know if he'll ever be there. I'm not giving up on him yet. I think the talent's
sounds
there.
Like you're trending there.
You know how much I'm not really the biggest fan of Caleb Williams initially, but
you're a Bears fan.
Vikings him or anyway, so anyway, sorry. That's my 2 cents on the Bears right there in the middle of the news.
Yeah, no worries. Broncos assistant head coach Mike Westhoff also stepping away for now. Something medical going on. I didn't see what it was, but stepping away for the time being.
Get better, buddy.
Yeah,
Chuba Hubbard.
Oof. Got money.
Congratulations. Finally got paid.
And then proved it in Germany.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
153 yards.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Yes.
He's on my 4 years, 33.2 million. And then Dan mentioned Lenore again. You killed this person.
D'Amador.
D'Amador, yeah. Lenore. Yeah, 5-year, 92 mil extension. For
couple
the
spelling bees you've won
the
over
thing
there.
His parents named him that because it rhymes with Lenore. D'Amador, Lenore.
For sure. It just rolls. It just rolls. Za'Darius Smith comes out saying he's looking forward to playing the Vikings. Dan Campbell also has came out and said that he believes it is a perfect fit with him there in Detroit.
Just not this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Or possibly the week after. So who knows when he will play, actually. Roger Goodell looking to up it to 8 international games for 2025, including games in UK, Germany, Brazil, Mexico, and Spain. I know right now Berlin's really trying to get a game, so we'll see. It could be 8, which would be the most most international games for the NFL.
What are we at, 6 so now? Far.
Yeah, 6.
Yep, 6. Yep. So we're adding 2 more.
Mm-hmm. Trying to beef those numbers. Also, I did not. Did I put Ireland? Oh, did I even say it? Maybe I skipped over it.
No, you said Berlin.
Berlin, I know. Yep. Ireland, Dan.
Oh, Ireland and
but,
Berlin.
But Ireland potentially also on that list. But I'll talk about the International Player Pathway Program some other time. That is also on the list. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yep.
I do want to share with our listeners that is.
Definitely. So cool. They've been doing that for a couple of years now.
But
Right?
It's like a roster spot on is part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's super cool. I'll give you the whole breakdown.
All right. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to wait, buddy. But with that wraps our news. Let's head right to Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius.
And Bonehead Move of the Week. None of them know what it is right now. It's not crazy, right? It's not David Tepper throwing drinks on people.
Oh, now I'm disappointed.
But, you know, fist flying the NFL every week. We know that. But this one kind of bugged me a little bit, especially because the guy ended up winning the game for him. But Debo coming off the field and giving a good old smack to their long snapper and the kicker both in one swing.
Yep.
And then immediately turns around and starts speed walking down the sideline, and like the long snapper, bless his heart, don't know his name.
DeLong.
Starts trying to, probably DeLong. starts like, you know, trying to come down the sideline, like, dude, what's going on? You know, and Debo just wants none of it, just keeps walking. But like for me, that was just kind of bogus, man.
Yeah.
You know, yes, he missed 3 in a row, but that doesn't give you the right to just go up and smack somebody, right? And then funny enough, dude ends up getting the game-winning field goal to win the game, and everybody's praising him and stuff.
Did that help, though?
I mean, apparently.
Fair. It could have been a little wake-up call, you know.
I
know it's the Boneheaded Move of the Week, but it could have helped a little bit. But at the same time, you can't be doing all that extraness stuff. That's just too much.
That's a little demoralizing. Yeah.
Kev's showing it to you right here. Look at the screen right now. So smacks him, and then watch. And then he walks away. Pepper's his last name.
Oh, there it is.
That's close to DeLong. And then, Pepper starts walking down the field at him like, hey, what's going on? What do you think this is? I'm lip reading now. What are you doing? He's pointing at him, you know, and Debo just walks away, dude. He didn't want any part of it. But, you know, but then again, Moody hits the field goal, right?
Yeah.
But and the reason why it's Bonehead, right? And again, they're adults. They're going to have adult interactions like that. But at the same time, you know, that's your teammate, right? You know, we can preach
and
that
he's
all
a captain.
Day, you know, and he's a captain. That's the biggest part of it, right? You can't have your captain. You can't have the guy, you know, probably on posters on the outside of the stadium, wearing the C patch in front of all these kids, you know, and everybody's like, whoa, it's a man's game and blah, blah, blah. You're still setting an example for these kids, right?
Right.
So now, what if some kid, we got state tournaments happening all over the country for high school football. You know, not saying that a high schooler should be mature enough not to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe. But what if some kid now next week just goes walking off the field and smacks his you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just sets a bad precedent. And, you know, it whatever. Does. Again, it was the same thing with Travis Kelce last week. It sets a bad example, right?
I mean, it's hard. As angry as you want to be, you got to pick your teammates up. In a time like that, I mean, the confidence is low, obviously. You just got to.
And again, it's different, right? You
have
coach high school football,
encourage
right?
Them. Yeah.
So that's what we preach all the time. You got to pick up your teammates. Exactly. You got to, right? Again, I don't know how old Debo is. He's probably as old as me, right?
Yeah.
Let's say late 20s, not to put a number on it. And you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's they're adults, right? They're gonna handle things differently, right? Yeah, we can't just preach teammate this, teammate that to them at that point. You gotta figure it out. Late 20s, 28 years old. Look at that.
Kevin on the mic.
Kevin. Kevin getting it done for us behind the scenes like he always does.
Shout out Kev, man. Thank you.
So again, not trying to preach culture and teammate stuff, you know, to these men, but like at the same time, it is a little bit at least, right?
Yeah.
And setting an example, you're on national TV, blah, blah, blah.
True.
I'm sure Shanahan said something to him afterwards, you know, that's not acceptable.
Hopefully.
Along those lines.
Especially when wearing the C. When wearing the C.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it. It was probably three long drives. Debo, you know, they put all that time and effort on getting the ball down there and then miss. And you're like,
it's a frustrating thing. It is, you know? And I'm sure he would come on to Banner with the Boys next week like he is. He's scheduled to be here. Don't hold me to it. But when Debo shows up next week, he's going to apologize. Right? I guarantee you in front of the world.
Yeah.
Because that's where we broadcast.
We'll probably have him and Pepper right here.
That's right.
We'll figure it out. Pepper.
Let's talk it out, boys.
Pepper Long Snapper.
What do you think? DeLong Pepper, then? Anyway, wow. Moving right along. Let's move into Week 11 preview and picks, Kevin. And like we do here at Banner with the Boys, we're going to start week 11 with the Vikings, obviously.
Skull.
We're going to go ahead and let Dom just take it over right here, wearing the Dalvin Cook jersey, I'm assuming.
This is Aaron Jones, actually.
Aaron Jones.
Come on.
I figured that was older.
No, this is new, baby. This is current. You know?
Clean that
right,
ass.
White Aaron Jones with the bucket hat. Well, who we got? Vikings 7-2 going to the Titans this week.
I mean, this is an easy one. Come on now. Skull, baby.
Skull. Yeah.
Come on now.
Vikings all day. Not even an explanation needed.
No, we got to talk about that game.
Dan, Vikings traveling to Tennessee.
This is going to be a very similar game to what we just watched. I mean, Titans have film on Sam, as well as every other team that's about to play Sam.
Yep.
So they're going to scheme, especially in the red zone, where Sam makes most of his mistakes. But I do think the Vikings get it done in a nail-biter.
In again. A nail-biter, another close one.
Nail-biter.
He called it last week. He called a nail-biter last week.
It's going to come down to Levis, and Levis is going to face a really good defense this week.
Yeah, true. Yeah, good point. So, something to look out for. Is Will Levis going to step it up and play well against a solid defense?
No, I don't think he'll play good against us, but I think their defense will do just enough to keep them in the game.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. We saw that this week, right?
I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
I agree with you. It'll be close.
I hope I'm
wrong.
It'll
be close, but
I hope Sam fixes it. I really do.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Bikes getting the dub. Rob?
Bikes all the way, baby. Titans are 1-3 at home. Right now, Tony Pollard's a little banged up. He could be a problem for us.
Yeah, totally.
If they can get him going, keep it close, it, that's where I see them having a chip in a chair there. But also, I was thinking that B-Flo's defense is really going to mess with Will. Because he doesn't have the deep threats really that consistently have been a threat to where I feel like the safeties or anything, I'll have to be second-guessing a little bit of their calls. And they play a lot aggressive football. So, especially the Vikings get up 10. I could see it going up to 17-20 point lead. But if Tony Pollard gets rolling, then I could see, 7. But I still, at the end of the day, the Vikings just have too good of a defense. And I think Sam's going to come out and play well
this week.
I think this is his redemption.
His redemption game. Yeah.
It depends on his reads and then that interior offensive line. If Bradbury had trouble with Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner, he's going to have a lot of trouble with Jeffrey Simmons.
Jefferson's
a beast. Because that guy is a beast.
Like, who do they got on the edge? They got anyone that's really fun on the edge?
I think they got
nothing that's... I'm trying to think of...
Shoot. Bud. He's older. He's solid. Yeah, but he's older now. Nah. So
we'll talk about the Titans at the end of the season. We'll work him into another game.
Sorry, AFC South. You guys aren't very good this year.
Packers traveling to Chicago for this matchup is going to happen for the 209th time.
That's cool. That's real cool.
They have played almost every season since 1921, other than 1922 And like 19, I just looked at it, 1985 or something like that. Otherwise, they played every season. So that's crazy.
Wow.
At least one time.
Why didn't they play in 85?
No clue.
Those Bears were so good.
Maybe it wasn't 85. Hold on.
Probably 1982. Hold on, 1945, like World War II. Or something.
No, look.
Nah, I believe you.
No.
It was probably the strike year. Maybe it was the strike. Was it?
1982?
I don't remember the last strike. Was it
85? I don't know, Rob. Were you around there?
Nah. Oh, I was still in Mexico.
of course he was.
In the womb in Mexico.
Packers traveling to the Bears. I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers right off the ripski. Yeah, with what the Bears showed me last week. Now, if the Bears at least made that a little bit more competitive, gave me a little bit something else, I would maybe, Caleb Williams not getting sacked 9 times, I'd maybe take a flyer on the Bears here, but it's just not going to happen for me this week. Dan, Packers going to Chicago.
I think the Bears are pissed off, as they should be, so this is going to be a squeaker. I do think the Packers get it done. I just think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Caleb's reads and his throws, Xavier McKinney and a lot of those guys in the secondary are going to wreak havoc, especially because they're as good as they are in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. Rashawn Gary might have a day, but I think the Packers will have a great day defensively in order to beat the Bears, for sure. Give me the Pack.
Give me the Pack. All right. Pack getting it done for Dan. Rob.
I really want to go Bears, but I'm going Packers here with a 6.5 spread.
I know.
But it's really interesting right now with Jordan Love. He's been running a lot of pistol, a lot of shotgun. I don't know if that groin is fully there. Packers play way better football when he's under center and then get that play action going. That's the type of ball, especially at the end of last year when Love came into his own. That's when they played their best ball.
I don't think
ball.
He's moving right to do it.
And I don't think he's moving right to it to do that yet. So that is the one concern. It's in Chicago. Can get a little windy. So if they're depending on throwing the ball 40 times, that could slow down the game, get a little tighter, and that's where I think Chicago would have a chip in a chair. But at the end of the day, right now, they're trending in the wrong way, the Bears right now.
Unfortunately. Are the Bears also trending in the wrong way for you, Dom?
Yeah, definitely. That team is just in shambles. I mean, they're just like...
Shambles.
It's like we said about the Cowboys. The Bears are in shambles right now. So, Caleb Williams isn't looking that great. Offensive line's not looking good at all. Like you said, 9 sacks last week is super, super huge. Just didn't show that he wasn't ready for that one last week against a winnable Patriots team.
Winnable Patriots team. 100% winnable Patriots team. That brings us into the actual real meat.
Ooh, these are good games
this week. These are outstanding. Again, every week I preach about trying to get some other teams involved here, but there's just way too many games, way too many divisions potentially up for grabs this week at the moment as we're halfway through, like Rob said earlier. Yep. So, Rob, 7-3 Commanders traveling to the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles. What is the vibe?
Eagles all day on this one.
Eagles all day.
Yeah, I think they're going to run the house on this one. I think the Eagles are feeling good right now. It'd be really interesting to see Barkley's. He's attacking the line of scrimmage out of the mind right now. Eagles defense has been really set, but that secondary is starting to look really nice. The rookie out of Iowa, you got Slay, and who's the other cornerback that's there?
From two, shoot.
Oh, I just had the tip of my tongue. But either way, they're just getting after
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yes, and he's playing great excellent player. Ball right now.
Great
player. Philly's starting.
They're starting to warm up right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, that team runs with Jalen Hurst on his consistency of playing the quarterback position. And he's balling right now. So, I'm going Eagles.
Going Eagles all day for Rob. Commanders in Philadelphia.
Man, this is a tough one for me.
Does Jaden Daniels and company bounce back this week?
It's tough. I want to take Jaden Daniels so bad.
Do it then. You're allowed to.
I know we're allowed to, but I mean, I got to get off the schnai if you like to keep it.
He's looking at the record, trying to make a little makeup.
We ain't trying to make a little makeup.
Yeah, Kevin, bring it up. Show it again.
That's
bogus.
All right, we'll still take Jaden Daniels then. Why not?
Well, that's so fun.
I like Jaden Daniels. I like Scary Terry.
All right.
Yeah, Eagles are, they're looking hot. I'm not going to lie to you, Rob. They're looking great. At the same time, I just like the Commanders this season. I'm riding with them. Why not? You know, let's go. Commanders.
Commanders defense is starting to get a little hot.
Yeah, it's going to be a defensive game, definitely. I know Rob thinks they're going to run away with it. They got a lot of weapons on both sides. But at the end of the day, it's a division game.
It is.
It's going to be something to play for.
My gut is telling me to go Eagles so bad right now. I also think the Eagles are just ridiculously hot. And they're getting hot at the right time. Commanders are coming off a tough loss, though, which I do think is, I mean, they're going to be fired up, ready to go for this
game.
They're
both
going to
be fired up.
Because it's in Philly, I'm going Eagles. It's a tough place to play, man. And we all know up here, we have nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
We have nightmares of the Vikings playing in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I don't remember. I blocked it out.
As much as I want to take the Commanders and also take a real shot here, and because, I mean, they absolutely could win this game. I really do believe that. I'm not, you know, Jalen Hurts has been getting a little better as the season's gone on, but he's still a little bit inconsistent this year for me, so... I think that's the battle for me. It's Jalen Hurts versus Jaden Daniels. Who can be more consistent? Who's going to have themselves a game? Dan, what we got?
I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. Philly is a very tough place to play, especially in primetime. This is going to be too much for Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry, Dom.
That's okay, Dan.
getting rid of those key pieces and Chase Young and Montez Sweat would have really helped this game, because we know what Saquon is capable of running behind a very good offensive line. So I think they're totally going to backpack off Saquon. I think he might have over 100 rushing yards this game.
Let's go 200. Let's just get nasty.
200 for Saquon.
He's on my fantasy team,
if that RPO thrives right away. I mean, there's endless opportunity for that Eagles offense. So, yeah, give me Philly for sure.
And only because I have Ben's picks for some reason. I didn't think I actually sent them to him yet. And I haven't sent the picks out to everybody because I messed up and totally forgot. So, but Ben went Eagles on that one as well. So
he's a smart guy.
We'll see, though. If the Commanders win, he's the one climbing the leaderboard. Ravens traveling to Pittsburgh. That's also going to be a real tough game.
Yeah.
You're up, buddy.
I started with the
Let's
Packers.
See if you and Banner
game.
Yeah.
Most smokes.
Tough one.
Calm down. I feel like I'm going to be in a very low population with this pick. The Ravens' offense is outstanding. Derrick Henry is unstoppable, but the Steelers really showed me something this week, and they continue to keep getting better. I think the offense is starting to have more rhythm to it, which was not the case earlier in the season. So, and defensively, they absolutely can handle the Ravens. I think this is going to be an outstanding game.
Yes.
I'm going to the Steelers, though. And I think that's the upset pick here. But something's telling me the Steelers are going to get it done this week.
What's the update with Hamilton?
What's up?
Their safety.
I know he was out in the first half.
Kyle.
I'm not sure right now.
And they were questionable. And they were attacking.
They're gonna need
him missing.
Oh yeah.
Once he went down, they were attacking that.
I think he is absolutely the glue to the back of that secondary right now. And without him, that Baltimore defense is not,
as you saw,
in the top 10.
Right.
They're a different defense.
They're a defense that them and the Bengals defense is not as good as I thought they would actually be this season.
Yeah. And Roquan Smith?
Roquan
Smith.
He got paid last year.
He seems like he lost that quarter of a step.
Right.
Like, he doesn't seem like to be tacking downhill on the run like he used to, especially when he's playing with the Bears.
Yeah.
because I feel like he's more of a downhill banger versus a pass.
And you got a low-key double-headed monster coming in this week with Najee and Jalen Warren.
True, and yes. They ran 43 times
last
week.
Two different speed running backs right there. Definitely. That is a thunder and lightning type of situation.
Yeah, Jalen Warren kind of like a scat back, and Najee's your ground and pound.
He's going to be Joe.
For a second down guy.
So I don't know if I'm actually making picks.
Yeah,
here
I
started like talk myself in one direction, but totally flip it on you.
Hamilton's healthy. We're going Ravens, you know.
But I'm gonna go with the home team.
Going with the Steelers.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I think it's gonna be. I mean, it's a division game. It's gonna be super. Are they division? Yeah, they're division.
Oh yeah, big division matchup. This is for the current lead of the division, technically.
So, I mean, it's going to be an awesome competitive game, but I think losing Kyle Hamilton, if he doesn't play, I definitely see the Steelers winning this game. Hamilton plays, I could see it going the other way, but I got to make a pick with what That's I know right. now, and I'm going Steelers.
Terrible
the
towels.
Yinzers. I'm cheering for you, buddies.
Ben went Ravens, just so you guys know.
Huh? No way.
Dan, what we got?
I am also going to go Steelers.
Ooh, look at all of us.
This is another tough place to play, especially when those yellow flags are waving. I think Mike Tomlin's going to really harp on run defense. I mean,
load the box.
Derrick Henry's their bread and butter. I mean, he's averaging 112 rushing yards a game. As long as you can limit him to at least half of that, it's going to be really hard for Lamar to go through his progressions when he is throwing the ball. So we have seen the Steelers shut down Lamar before, but it's been a very close game. It's been a very, close, low-scoring game, and I think it's going to be another close, low-scoring game this one, too. I really do.
All right. Yeah, I feel you. Ravens-Steelers.
Us because it's going to Ravens. I feel like you guys forgot about Harbaugh on the other side.
I forgot
about Lamar Jackson MVP. Come on now. Ravens. I mean, this will be a game for Zay Flowers to come back again and play a good one. I mean, he kind of had a dud last week, if you would say so.
Bateman
had a great game.
Go Gophers.
This is King Henry's day too. You know, he's got to get another touchdown. He didn't have a tutty last week. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
Spread's at -3 and plus they're at home. So it's what, 6 then, if you really want to look at that difference.
Ravens are -3?
They're favored. The Ravens are favored on the road.
Wow.
So that's what Vegas is looking at it.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
Never. All they do is lose money.
All they do is take our money.
In our last game, let's see who Ben took before we do it. Whoa.
He took the Bills.
So our last game of the season, gosh, I was going to do it again. Last game of the week, undefeated Chiefs traveling to Buffalo. And boy, do these teams have history. These quarterbacks have history. A potential AFC playoff preview. Man, this game's got it all going on. With that, Ben took the Bills to upset the Chiefs, if you will, upset. I don't know if it's upset or not.
Ben's dangerous like that. You got to watch out for Ben. But, he'll come out of the woodwork.
This is the Chiefs fan?
This is the Packer fan.
Ben is a Packer fan.
Ben, I'm just making stuff.
Big green and gold.
But, yeah, going with the Bills.
James is the right
I'm not starting this one. All Dom, right. You go Chiefs, Bills. Do the Chiefs get their first L of the season?
Probably. This is a tough one for me because every day I wake up on a Monday, you see that they're still undefeated.
Right, blocked field goal.
Guess what? This Monday is a new Monday.
Actually, it's Tuesday. We keep forgetting that.
You know, I mean, I've already took Jaden Daniels. We got to take Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my. He's got to make up ground.
I got to get back on the standings. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be on the bottom.
Undefeated Chiefs is probably a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I mean, if we lose, I'm still going to be happy.
It's a
win-win.
Graham would be disappointed in you right now. Dan, undefeated Chiefs traveling to the Bills.
Shoot. If this was a playoff matchup, I would take the Chiefs, but I'm going to go to the Bills. I think they're fired up. Sean McDermott's an old wrestling coach, so he's going to get to these guys. And I think Josh Allen's going to have a great game. I do. I think they're hungry for that one seed. I think they are. They really want that one seed. I don't think they've ever had that one seed before. I think it's always, yeah, I think it's always been somebody else. But they're going to be fired up. Bills Mafia, all those fans are going to be loud and rowdy. I think they're going to give the Chiefs their first L and end that 15-game winning streak from last season.
Oh, hey, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Nice way to pull that in there.
Doing that math in there real quick. Like,
yeah, man.
What are you feeling like, Tyler?
Why do I got to go before you?
I don't know, because I'm younger, better looking. I don't know which one I want to go.
Both of those are false to our Spotify and Apple Podcast listeners. YouTube, you make your own decision. Because there's no hiding that. But Chiefs going to the Bills. I'm also going with the Bills. The Chiefs got to lose at some point this season. I don't know who the Chiefs got... after this, but
I just hope the Chiefs lose in the playoffs.
Well, I know they got to play those
A lot of people are hoping that the Chiefs lose actually in the playoff. But just looking at their schedule, I mean, if anybody's going to do it, it's absolutely going to be the Bills right now. They got the Panthers, Raiders, followed by the Chargers after that. Go Chargers. Bolt up. But
yes.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be the Bills this week. Josh Allen's going to play himself a great game. Again, Patrick Mahomes hasn't looked awesome really all season. He's doing enough to win, obviously, and he's still got this magic to him. I don't understand it, especially in the playoffs, as we all know. But the little shuttle passes now that he's been bringing in more this season, his ability to get out of the pocket and extend the play is just outstanding. But this is where they swallow a little bit of pride. They take an L this week. It'll be a competitive L. I think this is outstanding. I think the last three games we've talked about are going to be outstanding. Even the Packer Bear game could be good.
Good slate.
Yeah, but totally. The Bears could come out firing.
But yeah,
really.
I'll put it in right now so I don't change it, right? Bills.
Yeah, taking the Bills. He changes this all the time. No one knows what actually
that's why you guys can only view
it. Just goes on the Google Doc when the game's
You guys
going
have no
on.
Editing privileges.
Exactly.
No,
it says it right when you send it. No edit.
Is that the Sunday night game?
No. I don't think it is, actually.
What is the NFL
I think we have
doing?
It's the afternoon game.
Yeah.
Spreads at 2.5 for the Bills,
the
actually.
Sunday night game will be
which is really interesting, I thought.
You gotta have two heavyweights in prime time.
But actually, I'm going to go with the wagons are broken. Everyone lost their oxes. They lost their wheels, like the Oregon Trail.
Whoa.
They played like crap last week, actually.
Whoa.
And I'm going to go with a route with the Chiefs.
Let's go, Rob.
That's how I'm rolling.
Oh, that's not where I was. That was leading towards.
I mean, Josh Allen did have what, 2-3 interceptions?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a very competitive game, but I don't know. I just feel like the Chiefs still are an overall better team. With Jones still in the middle controlling
it.
Patrick Mahomes, still him. He'll ask the ref, hey, tell me when the guy's getting close to me.
That,
throw
that
the
was
ball.
A convention going ahead.
So, and with Hopkins there, gives another little option. Kelsey starting, gained a half a step, I guess, suddenly. I'm going Chiefs.
Going Chiefs. Mm. He's going Chiefs.
Chiefs. That was my tomahawk chop. If you guys didn't know.
Tomahawk chop. Dan, I almost threw it to you again because I didn't put in that you were taking the Bills.
Oh, no. I am going with Bills Mafia. I
remember
God,
now.
I hope they beat the Chiefs.
The Oregon Trail ended in the
Somebody
1800s.
Needs to.
Hey, and what did you tell us about the Oregon Trail?
Ooh, it was created in Minnesota, actually.
Fact.
Ortonville,
there you
his
go.
Hometown.
No, actually it wasn't. I looked it up more a little deeper. The guy worked for the company, so I don't know if you officially had the tag on it.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Now you're talking too much.
Sometimes you talk too much, and then
too much
information comes out.
But I don't want to be live on tape lying to the world like every politician.
Oh, man. With that, gentlemen, thanks for being here this week. Dan and Dom, it's been a great 2 weeks here. It's been great having you guys on.
Yeah, thanks,
sir. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the Banner of the Boys roster. You know what I mean?
I feel so much more comfortable than I did last week. This has been awesome. Rob, you are absolutely great. I love being on Banner with the Boys, and I hope you guys enjoy my voice.
Hashtag laced up.
Like it.
Yeah,
laced
absolutely.
Up.
And I hope I sound unbiased and educated towards your teams. I'm sorry if I don't.
Hey, just do you. Be you.
Yeah right.
Do you. Yeah, do you, homie.
Yeah, this has definitely been a blessing in disguise. I mean, I tell Smelty on the side all the time, this is something special. And Rob, you know what you're doing back here, bud. And I'm just trying to take a couple of notes, write them down, and Be my own Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying?
Be my own Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Dumb magic.
Horned up. Let's follow and subscribe. Where?
Stop the horned up, man. See, and I was going to do my spiel after thanking you for coming back from Mexico.
My bad.
Just for Banter with the Boys. But yeah, so I with that, you know, like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the Banter, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or of course watching us here on YouTube. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
I still love you.
That's good. Me too.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.